only on AM 1470, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Hello, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Charles Bronson. The 2004 hurricanes that devastated our state left a trail of broken and uprooted trees. When dead limbs, brush, and treetops dry, they become fuel for wildfires that can threaten our homes and forests. If you live near a forest or wildland area, there are simple things you can do to protect your home from wildfire. Create a clean and green landscape around your home. Collect debris for curbside pickup if it's available. Remove leaves and storm debris from roofs and gutters. Don't create a fire hazard by piling dead limbs and other debris on a nearby vacant lot or woodland. And most importantly, before burning yard trash, check with the local office of the Division of Forestry so you know how to burn safely and legally. Help prevent wildfires. For information, visit the FireWise Communities website at www.firewise.org or contact the local office of the Florida Division of Forestry.
Does it scare you to know that bed bugs are real or that termites cause billions of dollars in property damage? Does it frighten you to know that cockroaches contribute to asthma? Well, it shouldn't. What should really scare you is not knowing these things, because knowing about household pest threats is the best way to prevent them. And it's a lot less scary than the prospect of learning about them the hard way. This message brought to you by the National Pest Management Association. Learn more at pestworld.org.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. Now, today's program.
All right, and welcome to today's show. I'm John Hollis, and of course, you are listening to Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. If you're checking us out today, you're listening on, of course, 1470 AM. You can also be listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, all of the different streamers. And most importantly, if you like what you hear, you can go to holisticlifestylesradio.com. Check out our blogs. Check out, of course, all of our sponsors there. And you can also check out upcoming shows. Of course, we have a great list of people that are with us here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. We have, of course, Rockers in Recovery. That is every night from 10 to 11. And then, of course, we have That Sci-Fi Show on Saturdays, along with The Shift Guru, who is on Saturdays from 3 to 4, and then That Sci-Fi Show from 4 to 6. And then we have also, of course, The Creating Cafe and The Shift Guru back with us on Mondays. Defending Your Money Radio every Thursday with Dan Ascani. Take 12 Radio, Monty Mann from out on the West Coast, does a show with us here on Wednesdays at 11 also, and you can also, 10 o'clock at night, and you can also check out Monty Mann at 11 o'clock on Sunday nights. And Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, which is primarily to deal with different things that are happening in the holistic community, but most importantly that are happening here in South Florida that are good for mind, body, and spirit. And, you know, in my line of my past, and a lot of people know after 3 years of being on the radio that I am in recovery, and the bottom line is that I try to feature different aspects of people in recovery or people that are supportive of the recovery movement. And we look forward to having great guests on. Today we're going to have a gentleman, his name is Rick Riccardi, and Rick Riccardi is the proud new patron, or I guess owner and a patron, of the Seaside Inn of Pompano. And he is going to be talking about the first ever, and I mean first ever, sober hotel. It's an amazing thing, because if you think about it, you know, people that come down to South Florida, if they're in recovery or maybe they're just families that are sitting in a situation where they don't want to bring their kids around the pool where everybody's, you know, yelling and screaming and ranting and raving and drinking and drugging and da, 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 and all the things that go on, especially at certain locations down here. This gives a place of quiet, healing, care, love, hanging out, and having some fun in their recovery, or if they're not, just having a safe environment for their families to go and hang out. And the, of course, Seaside Inn is located right in Pompano, and it's right off of the beach. I mean, you're talking from the back part of the property. I think it's about not even 50 yards to the beach. The front part of the property, you can enter in on 308 South Ocean Boulevard. And you can also give them a call at 954-249-5589. It's a great kind of setup because in a way, and especially in the recovery community, when you have events and you have retreats and you have different places to go hang out, and you do them, usually do them at religious-based places. And sometimes that can cause havoc for people that aren't part of that religious base or, you know, have a completely different understanding. So this gives a kind of a freedom for people to be able to have spiritual retreats and spiritual events at this hotel, and at the same time have several vacations there too. So it's a very cool place and a very cool place to hang out. Actually, Rockers in Recovery has been given the property and donated from Rick Riccardi for this coming February 12th, which is the weekend of Valentine's, and we are going to be doing live broadcast and a live concert from that location. It's going to be Ricky Bird from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and also we have, of course, Johnny B and the Rose Dogs, and we have Rhetoric and Throne Alive and Keep Coming Back, and it looks like there's one other band we're going to be signing this afternoon, and that'll be the whole lineup. But we're looking forward to it. You can find out all of this information at holisticlifestylesradio.com under events, and you can literally find out what's happening, what we're doing, what's coming up. But I think this event's going to be a really cool event because, again, first-of-its-kind sober hotel means that we get to be able to have fun. We're not a glum lot. We get to be able to go hang out. Our recovery's no joke, but at the same time, we can joke and have fun. So we are here to be able to shed a light on, of course, the new sober vacation spot here in South Florida, the Seaside Inn. We're going to go to our first break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Rick Riccardi about his endeavor.
The Seaside Inn is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589. Green Carpet Clean is dedicated to promoting a healthier environment for your family and your business. Vacuuming alone will only keep down dust and dirt. The Totally Green process removes dust mites, allergens, microorganisms, soil, bacteria, and contaminants. For a free consultation, call Totally Green Carpet Clean at 954-977-8330. Your home will not only look clean, but actually be clean. 954-977-8330. Totally Green Carpet Clean. Preserving the integrity of the planet, one cleaning at a time. 954-977-8330.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you here. WNN 1470 AM, I'm John Hollis, and of course, you are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. I want to thank you for tuning in. We have our guest today, Rick Riccardi. Rick Riccardi is a part of the Seaside Inn here in Pompano Beach, 308 South Ocean Boulevard. Rick, welcome to the show.
Hi, John. Thank you.
And it's a pleasure to understand that you had a vision, and the vision was that you wanted to give a safe, sober environment for family members or people in recovery, or, you know, places for people to go that didn't have all of the excitement that other places might have.
Yeah, that's true. I looked up one day on the, trying to find sober hotel someplace in the world, and I couldn't find one. I was really shocked. I thought for sure there had to be someplace around that would cater to us, we in recovery. And I didn't find anything like that. So I thought, gee, it's something that I would have expected that we'd be able to have, and it isn't there. And I happened to be in Pompano Beach, and I said, my goodness, what a great opportunity to do something.
So when you had the formal idea, isn't it amazing how things come together? Because you start to think like this, and then the next thing you know, you have an opportunity, and you know, somebody offered you a building. Is that correct?
Right, that's correct, yeah. You know, I have a couple of halfway houses that 20 women and one in Fort Lauderdale and 65 men in Margate, and I watched them leave and go off on their own, and most people don't make it too well when they leave. They still go back to their old way. They still go back to they need their own room and their own place. And sure enough, that being alone isn't always the best place to be, especially after 6 months or a year of transition. My thought was, with all these guys leaving, maybe there's another place that they can go and hang out together for another level of transition. And
I think the good news is, and I like the fact that you have the hotel part of the location.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the apartment complex of the location, where a person that might be sober 20 years or 15 years or a year has an opportunity to rent in a sober environment,
right,
where they can have a community that's all sober. So, but you know, there's no, you know, you don't have curfews or anything like that.
No.
It's just a sober living environment.
Right.
It's really kind of cool.
Sure. Yeah, that's the idea, is that people can be within. It's almost like going to a home group, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There are guys with a lot of time and people who are just in that new environment on their own and be able to be in a safe environment. So that was the motivation. But as it's evolved, what's happening, people are basically wanting to hang out at the beach for a month or two or three and then call their family and come on down and visit and send relatives down. And so it's evolved into this nice, safe, sober hotel, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I like the whole concept. And I like the concept that, first of all, that you have the space available for the person that's right now in Chicago listening to us on the streamer, that's outside shoveling the snow, and he wants in February or in January to book a sober place to go, he can call you and he can do that. But at the same token, you might have somebody that is, 10 years into their recovery, and they're looking, they're single, and they want to find a place that is, a sober community. They can rent a place from you, and they can call and get a one-bedroom or a two-bedroom or a three-bedroom apartment from you. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
What's the pricing on that, or are you kind of going through that right now?
Yeah, we're going through that. Basically, the idea is that we started off with shared rooms where, you have an efficiency or a one-bedroom or a two-bedroom, and the idea is that somebody would just be willing to share it with another person.
So making almost like the European style.
Yeah, yeah. It's and right now we charge $170 for the week, and if you share an apartment with somebody, all our apartments have kitchens and bathrooms, and you know they're either a good size efficiency or a one bedroom or a two bedroom. So
if somebody wanted to come in and just rent a two bedroom apartment from you, you could do that also, right?
Sure.
Okay. So you have the best of all worlds there. You have that next level of, you know, hey, listen, you know, it isn't a treatment facility. It isn't a halfway house. It's a sober living environment where people can come and stay, and they have that roommate, and they have that next phase. But at the same token, you have apartments for people that are old-timers.
Sure. Yeah. It's interesting, a couple of things. We've only had it since August 1st, and some of the things that I hadn't expected to happen, for example, I have a lawyer friend who just recently got divorced, and he's in the program. And not knowing exactly where he was going, what he was going to do, he said, you know, it would be a great idea. Maybe I'll hang out down at the hotel for 2 or 3 or 4 months and be in a safe place and have a lot of camaraderie and not have to worry about where I'm going and change my life immediately. And so he'll be moving in and taking a place for 3 or 4 months and work right here in Fort Lauderdale area. It's really cool.
And it gives that safety net,
sure,
so to speak.
Right.
And again, there's a lot of people out there right now.
Right.
They're going through emotional upheavals from this or that.
Right.
It's a good place just to clear your head. I was sitting down there, actually, before we came here and before I met you here, Rick wasn't with us. We were down there with some sound guys getting ready to just looking at the property for the show in February. And it was amazing. I was sitting at the table, the round table in the middle of the yard, and you know, just you can hear the ocean. You can, I mean, it's just amazing, man. It's an amazing place. Very spiritual, laid back, kick back. And I think it gives anybody that wants to rejuvenate their recovery that time to be able to do that. You know what I mean?
For sure. I was looking, I don't know what made me think of this morning. I was looking out. We have a third story where we have a penthouse. We look out over the ocean and so surfers out there yesterday there was 20 or 30 of them. And, you know, the waves aren't plentiful down here, but out there yesterday and today, there's been a lot of surfers, even though it's 50 degrees out there. It was kind of serene, just hanging out and watching these guys have a good time out there.
Are you looking for, and I think that, I've known you for a few years, and one of the things that I've always appreciated about what Rick does is Rick kind of brings everything together as far as the community is concerned, too, because he does a lot in the community, and he helps a lot in the community, Kiwanis Club and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is really more so for the recovering community as a whole, and it doesn't matter if you have 30 days or you've got 30 years. You can take place in the things that you're going to be doing at this property.
Right. Now, we're actually going to be event-oriented also. For example, we're scheduling events like this. A group of women are looking to plan in early April to do a spiritual retreat there, maybe 30 or 40 women. Beside the rock concert, we're going to be doing Valentine's Day. We'll have a New Year's Eve party for people in recovery. We'll do things that for sober people that want to hang out by the beach and feel real comfortable at a hotel setting without doing the nutty stuff and still feel like they're on vacation or really having a special place.
I think that's when you look at the opportunities like Rockers in Recovery. I mean, we've been wanting to do an event somewhere, and we just, you know, we weren't sure. We were kind of like, you know, wanted to pull the trigger, but we weren't sure. We didn't want to go anywhere real big.
Mm-hmm.
We just wanted to do something cool for the community and have a free event. You know what I mean? And it was like perfect when Rick said, hey, listen, you guys are more than welcome to have it here, and we really appreciate you giving us the opportunity to have that event there. So I understand that you have a nonprofit also. What's the nonprofit about?
The nonprofit is Fellowship Living Facilities, and that's our sober living community. Basically, it's a halfway house. We started that 5 years ago. As I said, we have a total of about 85 people in that community, men and women.
It's located in?
Well, the women are in Fort Lauderdale, and the men are in Margate.
So you made sure they were like, you know, 10 miles apart.
It's hard to stop the communication. That's never been a real obstacle when people want to hook up. but we do. We keep that separate. But people meet in treatment center. They meet, you know, they fall in love, and the real long-term love affair.
I've enough.
And so they continue to try to, you know, see each other, which is fine. We have no, you know, we can't control people's lives. But what we do in that community, though, is we do program reviews. We make sure people in that facility are in AA or NA. All our managers make sure that the people who live there are in recovery and care about recovery. If you're not in recovery, you don't care about recovery, you don't live there. That's not a reason to live. There are other places to live.
Correct. So, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it's more geared towards the treatment community, where the hotel has nothing to do with that.
No.
The treatment community is.
Right.
It's kind of cool the way that you have it. You know, you have it for the person that might be coming out of jail, to the person that's coming out of detox, to the person that's coming out of treatment. And you're able to integrate that part of it over in Margate and in Fort Lauderdale. And I like the fact that you took that step forward and said, you know something, how about me?
Right.
You got some time.
Sure.
You know?
Right.
What about me and my friends? We want to have a place to kind of hang out and have some fun, too. And that's where the hotel came in. And I think that was a really cool idea.
Yeah, it's evolved to be really more special than I had even thought when it happened. But as it's evolving, you know, the idea of, you know, all my friends in recovery look forward to coming over there and hanging out. I do workshops there just because it's a nice place to do a workshop. We're going to have some people doing counseling there, counseling not in terms of recovery, but counseling in terms of, you know, job opportunities and, you know, self-help and self-worth and coaches,
life coaches.
We're going to do a whole series of life coaching there. We'll be doing meditation and yoga on the beach in the mornings at sunrise.
Cool.
So we'll just be building up the things that we'll be doing there as more and more people stay.
It's really, and when you see the property, you can see that there's so many different aspects to the property. So you got the hotel part of the property, you have the apartment part of the property, and then you have the actual back part of the property that is like all in of itself. You'd think of it as its own little world, and then you have the one. It's really cool the way it's set up.
Yeah, it is.
At the same time, smoking pool.
Yes, it is.
I love the pool, man.
Yeah.
Is it heated?
No.
Okay, well, we'll have to work on that.
Wait a minute, we're in Florida, right?
We're in Florida. You wouldn't know that by this morning.
Not today.
We need some heated pool.
Right.
So, and then maybe we can put a wave machine in there. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things we could do. Rich saying,
Yeah, we're right near the downtown Pompano area, where Atlantic Boulevard is two blocks away, and that's where the hub of Pompano Beach is. And
you got shopping, you got dining, you got scuba diving tours, you have 12-step meetings all over the place,
right?
And you have, you know, shopping on lots all this that's not too far away.
Right.
I mean, there's everything. It's right there in the middle of everything.
It's really cool. I met with the Chamber of Commerce representative this morning, and they're pretty excited about the idea that there'll be new activities going on down at the beach area. That's, they're very, very supportive. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing. I think that, you know, when you look at the beach and how the beach has changed, because at one point, you know, the beach was, you know, after dark, it got a little ugly down there.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's not that way anymore. They've cleaned it up a lot. And, of course, people like yourself coming in and taking over properties and cleaning them up and the property's in great shape. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing that you can give back like this, you know what I mean? And give, you know, a place for guys to go and ladies to go and hang out and have safe, sober fun. We also want to take the opportunity to talk about a couple of different things that you came out of. I mean, and this is a pretty amazing thing, because when you think about it, we just went through the bubble bursting. We just went through that whole thing, and you had lived that lifestyle of being in the markets for years.
On Wall Street,
In Wall Street, and you went through that whole process in your life, and you made great money and lived a great lifestyle, and you had all of those things.
Right.
And when we come back, because we're going to go to a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about how you really kind of gave up all the things and you made this the thing of your life. So we're going to talk more about that when we come back right after this message.
Holy Green Carpet Clean is dedicated to promoting a healthier environment for your family and your business.
Vacuuming alone will only keep down dust and dirt. The Totally Green process removes dust mites, allergens, microorganisms, soil, bacteria, and contaminants. For a free consultation, call Totally Green Carpet Clean at 954-977-8330. Your home will not only look clean, but actually be clean. 954-977-8330. Totally Green Carpet Clean, preserving the integrity of the planet, one cleaning at a time. 954-977-8330.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. Of course, John Hollis here at Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network on 1470 AM, the Health and Wealth Network right here in South Florida. I want to welcome you to the show. We have Rick Riccardi, and of course, Rick Riccardi is, of course, the new owner of the Seaside Inn here in Pompano Beach, Florida. And if you're listening to us on any of the streamers, the WNN streamer, if you're listening to us on the Blog Talk Radio, understand that if you're listening out on the West Coast, or you're listening in the Midwest, or you're listening up in the Northeast right now, you might be considering a South Florida vacation. I know I would be if I was in Ohio with 37 inches of snow. You can give a call to Rick, and of course Rick can help you out. You can send an email to Rick, but you can go to holisticlifestylesradio.com, and the first blog you're going to see today is, of course, in regards to the Sober Hotel. And click on it and give a call, and you'll see all the information there. And what is your website?
Our website is Your Seaside Inn, yourseasideinn.com.
.com. Very good. And you can also reach them at 954-249-5589. We also, just before we went to break, we were talking about, of course, where Rick came from. And you came from the world of big finance.
Mm-hmm.
And you came from Wall Street.
Yes.
And, you know, there's this myth out there, Rick. Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm sure you know the myth, right?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Here's the myth, that for you to be an addict or an alcoholic, you've got to be under a bridge with a paper bag. And most people think to themselves, well, when they think addict or alcoholic, they think about the guy standing on the street corner with a sign that says, I'll work for beer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I used to be one of those guys. Mm-hmm. So I understand people's thought process and even my thought process, but at the same token, it doesn't matter if you're from Park Place to Park Bench,
mm-hmm.
the disease of addiction doesn't discriminate.
Right.
So when you were in your lifestyle, and you were going through, you know, the big ticket sales on Wall Street and doing everything that you were doing, did you ever think that you would be doing what you're doing now?
Not a clue. Not even close.
Okay.
For sure.
So what was, and through that time, I'm sure you've seen, what were some of the things that you did prior to getting sober that made you feel like, well, you know, there's nothing wrong with me, I'm okay? Because you had to have that denial factor.
Sure.
Especially if you're successful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's nothing wrong with me. Listen, you know, I'm making, you know, $1 zillion a year, and there's nothing wrong with me because I wouldn't be able to do that if there was.
Absolutely. You know, when you get into the program, you realize that, you know, you identify yourself with what you have, how much you make, what you look like on the outside, and the more you have, the more you feel like you're fine, you know. And of course, on the inside, you know, I was never particularly happy about what was going on. I used to sometimes look around and say, God, this is just overwhelming. I would be real happy just sitting in a little room all by myself with nothing. It's sort of like a fantasy in reverse, you know. And you know, as I say, that sense of ease and comfort was never really there unless I was drinking. And I was on Wall Street about 25 years, and at one point, at the end, I had my own firm. I recall sitting in a bar at 1 o'clock in the afternoon in 1993, making bets on how interest rates were going to go in the world. And basically, I blew up my whole company just out of a bar. It was amazing. In hindsight, I remember the guy I was sitting there drinking with said, "Hey, Rick, do you know what you're doing?" I said, "Yeah, I know. I know what I'm doing." He said, "Well, doesn't look right." And I was sitting in a bar blowing up my company, you know, with the arrogance of an alcoholic. That event, in hindsight, it took a few months from that moment, but I basically lost my company after 25 years. Everything that people had invested, everything I had invested, everything was gone based on what turned out to be alcoholic management. You know, better than ego, self-centeredness, all that stuff was the ism. But drinking gave me the power. Power, man, so much power. The more I drank, the more powerful I got. Whether it was riding in my car or making business decisions.
Power in my own mind.
That's right.
Everybody else thinks it's a jerk. Power
right.
in my own mind.
Exactly. You know, like, do you know what the hell you're doing? Sure I do. But, you know, as a result of that, obviously my life was unmanageable, and things were crashing down all around me. I couldn't figure it out. So my story is I sought out a psychiatrist to help me figure out what I was doing in life. And within 20 minutes, the guy says to me, "How much are you drinking?" And I said, "What does that have to do with anything? I've been drinking all my life. What does that got to do?" And he basically told me to go to AA. He said, "You know, leave this office. You think you need me in 90 days, you can come on back, but I'd like you to call Alcoholics Anonymous and go to those meetings and then decide what you want to do." It's a miracle.
And one of the things that, just so people know, that we endorse the 12-step organizations, not so much by name.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you going to a 12-step organization and you making that, you know, that choice, Eddie said, "Come back and see me in 90 days." You go to your first 12-step meeting. Did you find that you got your answers?
I listened. I identified. I wasn't sure. But what happened was that by thinking that I would just stop drinking, that maybe that was the answer. But I realized after a day or two how much I needed alcohol to feel better. That's when I was convinced that I had a problem. But after I stopped.
Think about this. Think about the moment, because I know it's happened for everybody. I think it has happened for everybody. Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. But I remember sitting and thinking to myself, I am totally nuts. There's something wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
I am nuts. And then I found out I was just a drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like an epiphany to me. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God, I'm not nuts. I'm just a drunk.
Right.
But when you came to that did you come to that?
Well, I came to the conclusion that alcohol was the thing I needed to survive on a day-to-day basis, to feel okay. And I was very fearful without it. I mean, all of a sudden life came to me without it, and I had to deal with day-to-day stuff without it. And that's including sitting talking to somebody. I mean, it was very hard for me to actually have a conversation with somebody without having had a drink, especially in a group. All of a sudden, all these things that I did all those years without alcohol convinced me that, my God, I am afraid. And I never thought I was fearful of anything.
I was going to say, fear, what an amazing thing, because fear motivated me my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And most people that knew me said, he's out of his mind, he's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
He's not afraid of anything.
Mm-hmm.
But deep down inside, I was afraid of everything that came in my way.
Yeah,
and through that fear, when you finally started looking up, I'm sure you now no longer have your self-medicating device
mm-hmm.
to help you get through your day-to-day life. So now you have to walk through the fear.
Right.
What was gaining blind faith for you like?
Well, it was obviously the steps were really helpful. They were the answer.
Go figure.
Gee. Didn't seem reasonable at the time, but I know, but for me, and one of the reasons I'm so excited about what I do now in life is that fellowship was so, so important to me. I didn't know how to operate on my own. I was never alone before in my mind, and here I am by myself. I needed people around me all the time. I would go to 3 meetings a day, hang on to those people. After work, hang out with those people, because I still worked on Wall Street. Even though my life was a shambles, the only people I knew were those buddies drinking. And I needed to find new friends right away. And after I got my sponsor, I mean, we'd go 4 meetings a day. We'd go out at night after dinner and go to another meeting in Manhattan. This was all Manhattan. So there was lots of meetings in a given day. But fellowship became my life in terms of staying clean and sober until I got into the steps. It helped me stay that way one day at a time.
That mad gladder concept, I call it mad gladder sad. We don't get to pick up a drink.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get to do anything. You don't get to smoke crack mad gladder sad.
Mm-hmm.
That concept is really kind of brought into through that fellowship of going out and hanging out and having coffee and sitting before the meetings and sitting after the meetings.
Yeah.
And you hear the guy, and some of the things for me, and maybe they were the same for you, but some of the things for me were, I was watching a guy in my first year that was dying of cancer, and he was sober 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he was dying of cancer and was not picking up a drink,
mm-hmm.
which was amazing
sure.
to me.
Yeah.
And it gave me so much hope and so much strength that no matter what was taking place in my life, I didn't have to take that first drink.
Mm-hmm.
Did you start to see things like that? And it was part of that fellowship that gave me that understanding as I was working through the steps.
Sure. I mean, my whole life, I had dreamed that someday I was going to be very wealthy and I was going to retire on the beach someplace, maybe like Florida, drinking and playing cards. That was like my goal in life, to drink, do nothing. I mean, how insane is that in hindsight? But I watch people go through those kind of things you're talking about, live happily without a drink. And it just kept me saying, if they can do it, I can do it. It's got to be there. As miserable as I felt in the beginning, I realized that people had worse situations than me. That's what fellowship taught me. And they were able to live through it, work through it. And I was blessed to have a great group around me.
If you're just tuning in with us, of course, we're talking with Rick Riccardi. And Rick Riccardi is the, of course, owner of the Seaside Hotel and the Seaside Inn right down there in Pompano. And it's at 308 South Ocean Boulevard, and it's a sober hotel. And, of course, Rick's life, of course, is dedicated to recovery and helping people to achieve recovery, but at the same time is also dedicated to his own recovery and showing people that we're not a glum line. We get to have some fun. A gentleman that came off of, came out of Wall Street and came out of a very, of course, high-end, what we would call a high-end, drunk. And the bottom line is that it doesn't matter where you came from, if it's Park Place or Park Bench, alcoholism and drug addiction does not discriminate. The alcoholic and the addict is not the guy standing on the street corner with a paper bag. He might be, but at the same time, the person driving down the street that has the job, the three cars in the garage, the family still intact, can still have an alcohol problem, which is great.
For sure. So I see it all the time. I mean, a lot of guys are afraid to get into recovery because they don't want their friends to know. They still have great jobs. They still have, you know, that position in society, in their hometown, and they're functioning. But they know they're so unhappy, and they know what the problem is, but they have no place to turn. And that, you know, a couple of my friends who are in that position are high-bottom drunks, you know, and they basically want to do something about it. But, you know, it doesn't matter. And they have more of a problem getting into the program than somebody who's already hit a bottom that everybody accepts as a bottom.
And I think there's, when you think about the back end of this thing, when you look at the back end of disease,
mm-hmm.
when you have somebody that has, you know, a progression in the disease, the back end progression, you don't see alcoholism as much as you see drug addiction, because drug addiction happens so quick.
Yes.
But alcoholism, that progression can be over a 30 or 40-year time period.
Sure.
And then one day you end up with cirrhosis. One day you end up with heart failure. One day you end up with wet brain. Or, you know, mm-hmm. things just kind of, it takes longer with just alcohol.
Sure.
And do you find that when you see that type of person that's in their denial, that the family members, and I know for me, my family members knew I had a problem
right.
25 years before I did something about it.
Sure. I from that standpoint, I remember my wife almost 25 years before I didn't come into the program until I was 54 years old.
Right.
And I remember people saying to me when I was 30, like, you know, you drink too much. And I say, you know what? Why don't you mind your own business? I don't need you around me. That was my reaction. I didn't want to hear about anything about my drinking. Drinking was what I did, and only people who drank were my friends. But my wife, for all those years, was always talking about that. She was the only one who really knew me that well. But, you know, until some kind of catastrophe happens, until all of a sudden in the case of losing my business at that point, did I actually accept the fact that I had a problem? All I needed was somebody in authority to tell me, you know, like a doctor, you have a problem. Really? Gee, maybe I do, but, you know, it wasn't obvious to me all those years because it was so gradual. But
the amazing part of this whole story is that you left Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
After being sober, and decided that, you know, you were done, and you
right.
wanted to, you know, partake in helping people. And would you say that life is beyond your wildest dreams, though?
Well, it is so different. My dreams used to be about how much I had.
Mm-hmm.
Now my dreams are how much joy I have in my life. And you know how it says the joy of living? I was in a meeting last night. I've got 16 years now. And I'm in a meeting last night, a step meeting, and somebody mentions the joy of living. And I kept thinking, wow, I heard that for the first time differently, that living is about finding joy in it. And my way of finding joy before was there was no way that it was going to have joy in it. It's ridiculous. But now, what I do now is so joyful. We've just talked about this before. Get up in the morning, I don't think I'm working, but we're doing something for 10, 12 hours a day that we love.
Yeah.
People would say it's work, but we love it. And so my joy is in living right now, doing what I do. Never would have thought that before.
I love it. We're going to go out through a next break. And, of course, we'll be back with Rick Riccardi, and we're going to talk more about the Seaside Inn. We're going to talk more about Rick and where he's at. And most importantly, we're going to be talking about the event, February 12th. We'll be back right after this message.
The Seaside Inn is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589. Totally Green Carpet Clean is dedicated to promoting a healthier environment for your family and your business. Vacuuming alone will only keep down dust and dirt. The Totally Green process removes dust mites, allergens, microorganisms, soil, bacteria, and contaminants. For a free consultation, call Totally Green Carpet Clean at 954-977-8330. Your home will not only look clean, but actually be clean. 954-977-8330. Totally Green Carpet Clean, preserving the integrity of the planet, one cleaning at a time. 954-977-8330.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Welcome back. I'm John. This is Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. And we got Rick. Rick McCarty.
Hey, John.
Alcohol, drug, free, sober vacations. Imagine that. The Seaside Inn of Pompano Beach is a place that you can go now and you can have a sober vacation. Now, this all was born out of somebody doing a Google search and said, you know, I want to go somewhere on a sober vacation, and they had none. And that was Rick Riccardi. Because Rick was looking for something that was going to be suitable for him as a recovering person to go and hang out and not have all of the amperage going on around us.
Sure.
And to have that, you know, laid-back atmosphere, that more of a spiritual-based vacation. And not only did it all come together and you made it available for people to be there, but now you get to enjoy it right from the center of it.
That's correct, yeah. It's pretty exciting to be able to, you know, create something that hasn't been done before. Of course, it's a little scary because I don't have anybody to follow. But
yeah.
In fact, it would be nice if somebody else had done it before so I knew what to do.
Hey, listen, you know, that's when you really know God's involved.
Yes, I know. I turn it over every day, at least twice a day.
The outcome is not going to be mine. It's going to be his. And I got to say, we were talking about faith before the break, and we were talking about that blind faith and that, you know, something. My life became beyond my wildest dreams. Why? Because I had blind faith, and I just trust that things are going to work out to the best of their ability. Now, there's a lot of people out there who will say, well, blind faith, you're crazy. You know, some, you've got to have control of your destiny. I got to tell you, for myself, there, you know, I plan what's going on in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't plan the outcomes.
Me too.
You got to plan what you're going to do. There's people a lot, you know, I can 100% live just for today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to tell you, I plan to pay the light bill. And I, you know, always pay the light bill.
Right.
Now, I got to tell you, the outcome of that, as long as I get up and go to work and do what I need to do, it always seems that the light bill gets paid, right?
That's correct.
So go figure. Do I have to worry about the outcome of that? Do I got to try to control the outcome of that? No, it just happens.
Sure. Now, I realize that, you know, anytime I plan on something that I want to do, I always bring God into it and say, you know what? This is what I'd like to do. Help me do the thing I am. But I keep open because I used to work on a very, very specific goal and destiny kind of way. And if it wasn't happening, I'd be very upset all day long until I sort of forced it into happening. And what I realized is that by doing that, I'm eliminating all the other possibilities that God is throwing at me on a daily basis by closing down to focus so much, be so determined to do it my way, that I lose perspective on the whole operation.
So micromanagement.
That's for sure. And
micromanagement of a laser.
Yes, I know. And you know what? At the end of it, it might not have been anywhere near what is supposed to have happened, and failure is pretty good chances.
Yeah.
But by being open and letting God into my daily life, I basically accept some of the things that change in my life and be willing to do something about it that is not like, oh, my God, this is awful. This is like, well, maybe this is the way to go.
Mm.
And it's really changed the way I look at things and the way things have happened for me.
I have been really blessed in the fact that I get to, on a daily basis, be in the middle of this, like, thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even explain what the thing is.
Right.
I just know I'm in the middle of this thing. And off of this thing, I got so many different people that I associate with and am a part of and work with that it's amazing. It's just, and here we are in the center of this thing, and we see this thing that God has, like, produced around us.
Sure.
We just, like, we're the stewards of, like, show up and pull the weeds and let whatever grow is going to grow.
Sure.
It's amazing, man.
It sure is. I mean, life is, I just mentioned before, you know, the joy of living is now in my life because I'm allowing life to go on around me and pick and choose what I would like to do. Even though I have a vision, I let God show me which way to get to that vision.
We are, of course, sitting here on, of course, the top of the world. WNN 1470 AM. The fifth floor, baby. There's a building in the way. That's my only gripe about the radio show is that building between me and the beach.
Uh-huh.
That's the only gripe I got.
Right.
So and Joe, the guy behind glass, every day I tell him he needs to move that building, and every day I come back and it's still there. So I'll just let it go for
today. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's one of those things, you know, I got to let God have his course. Okay, it might fall down one day. So in the meantime, I want to thank you for being on the show, and most importantly, want you to feel free at any time. Anytime you're having an event or anytime you're having something that you're going on over at Seaside, you let us know. We'll make sure that we get it on the sites and make sure that we get, you know, involved so that way people can know what's happening. It's the Seaside Park Hotel Inn or the Seaside Inn in, of course, Pompano. And you can go to 308 South Ocean Boulevard. You can also call 954-249-5589. You can check out
yourseasideinn.com.
Okay, and you can check out their website. And most importantly, you can check them out at holisticlifestylesradio.com, and you can find out all of the information there. So you got lots of places to be able to find out. And you can also Google it now. If you just put it in your search engine under Seaside Inn, it's right there. You can also put it in under Sober Vacations, and it's there too. So there's a lot of places that you can find it now. And most importantly, coming up here February 12th, I am going to go over this one more time so that way everybody knows what's happening, because Rick was gracious enough to let Rockers in Recovery use the property that day. And, of course, it's an upcoming event. It's the Rockers in Recovery. We have live events that we broadcast from all over the place. This particular one is going to be a Valentine's Day free, of course, free concert. So that means that you can go. There's no excuse. If you're a newcomer, you can't say, well, I don't have the money, you know, or they won't let me in. No, this is free. And you get to go and have fun, and we're not a glum lot, and you get to hang out. And there are going to be some great bands, and let me just go over who's going to be there. Ricky Bird. Ricky Bird is formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Ricky has also recorded and or toured with other great musicians like Roger Daltrey, Ian Hunter, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes, Ricky is going to be performing his new single there. He has a new single out. It's called Broken is a Place, which if you haven't heard is an awesome, awesome song. He's also going to do some of the great songs he did from Joan Jett era, which is I Love Rock and Roll. He's also going to be doing a bunch of, it's going to be 10 songs, 10 to 12 songs all in all that he's going to be performing, and, you know, like Crossroads and different R&B stuff that he's going to be doing. He's going to be backed up by Johnny B and the Road Dogs, which will be doing their own set. Johnny B and the Road Dogs will be performing their own set also. But Ricky's going to be great. I mean, here's a guy with over 30 years of a career of writing and playing excellent music. So we're looking forward to having Ricky there. Of course, Johnny B and the Road Dogs. Johnny B is great. He's been on our show before, and we, you know, was down the Keys at the 12 Step Music Fest and played at that and was just off the chain. We got Keep Coming Back, Thrown Alive, Rhetoric. I mean, it goes on and on. It's going to be a great day. Had by All starts at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. Ends at 2 p.m., and, of course, again, this is going to be February 12th. And everybody's like, February 12th? It's like, you know, well, it's like less than 2 months away. It's amazing.
Yeah. Great. Saturday before Valentine's Day.
Absolutely. Yeah. The Valentine's Day concert.
Right.
And from the Seaside Inn. I like it.
Me too.
And here's a Valentine's Day Love of Recovery free concert. That's the name of the concert. We will be broadcasting live from that. We look forward to, of course, bringing that live to you through WNN 1470 AM, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, and Rockers in Recovery. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. I want to thank Rick Riccardi, my guest, for being in with me.
Thank you, John.
And I also want to, of course, let anybody know if you're looking for help, if you know somebody that maybe this struck a chord with you, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. There's lots of information there where you can get help. And, again, it's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Look forward to having you tune in with us tonight at 10 o'clock for another episode of Rockers in Recovery. And you have a great day. Be safe. And any day we're above third is a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors. Seaside Inn is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589. Totally Green Carpet Clean is dedicated to promoting a healthier environment for your family and your business. Vacuuming alone will only keep down dust and dirt. The Totally Green process removes dust mites, allergens, microorganisms, soil, bacteria, and for a free consultation, call Totally Green Carpet Clean at 954-977-8330. Your home will not only look clean, but actually be clean. 954-977-8330. Totally Green Carpet Clean, preserving the integrity of the planet, one cleaning at a time. 954-977-8330.
This is Steve Kane, along with attorney Sasha Katz, as we discuss the faces of closure. Losing your job, I guess a lot of people come to you in that situation.
Yes, I want to tell you about the Kempo family. Hardworking dad lost his job, couldn't find another one. He had searched everywhere. collected unemployment for a year, and when it was over, it was over. There was nothing else that he could do. His wife was working around the clock. They had a couple of boys. They had had another law firm handle their foreclosure, and they weren't happy with those services. And when they came to me, they just didn't know what we could do. I was able to get them approved for a program that would give them $3,000 in move-out expenses to move out of the home and into somewhere else and to avoid the foreclosure judgment that was already entered against them.
Another problem solved. If you have a foreclosure problem, call Sasha at 954-340-5310. Tell him we sent you.
WWNA, Pompano Beach. AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. The Health and Wealth Network is now online. Check the program schedule and listen live. Go to WWNNradio.com. That's WWNNradio.com. AM 1470. With even more information you can use, join pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey for the Invite Health Radio Show at a new time, Monday through Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Tune in for the latest information on nutrition and cutting-edge solutions to your most pressing health problems. It's the Invite Health Radio Show with pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey at a new time, Monday through Friday mornings at 10 a.m. right here on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. In today's economy, every dollar counts. And if you want to save money this time of year, you need your air conditioner in top shape for both heating and cooling. Problem solved. Call Florida's Heat and Air Condition Company. Serving South Florida for nearly a decade, Florida's Heat and Air Condition Company specializes in top quality repairs, replacement, and maintenance of all makes and models of AC units, both commercial and residential. They even handle service to water heaters, and they're one of the few companies in South Florida that repairs pool heaters. Knowledgeable, courteous technicians, world-class professionalism, and they guarantee to be on time every time. Plus, same-day 24-hour emergency service with no extra charge for night.